The Zach and Miguel Podcast.
Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez. And yes, barely passed any and every class. Looking at every ass, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation. Homie, this shit is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning.
This is a special edition of Zach Vlogs Podcast.
We're in a bus. I don't know where we're going, but I'm flowing and we're moving, but we're really at a red light. I don't know what time it is. I think it's 8:50. We're gonna go over here. Some fair feelings. I can't freestyle right now because it's so quiet. You guys should talk, but you're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is no ordinary edition of the podcast. No, we are not. We are back. We are not back in black. We're not back in the back of physics. No, we're back on a bus. Sorry, that didn't rhyme. Combo breaker. Now, this is a very special edition of the podcast because Podcast on a Bus production brings you two very special guests that provided the intro, Mr. Matt Alves and Lucas Domingo, champions on the football team. How are you guys doing?
I'm okay. Chilling, all right.
How about you, Lucas?
I'm good. I can't breathe now since that my amazing beatboxing. But that was it's good to be here. It's good to be on the bus edition of this podcast. It's nice.
It's very good. Now, this is a very special edition because this is also very special because this is the first podcast where we know we are going on iTunes. Before, we were doing this blindly. We didn't know. We were shooting at nothing. But now we have a goal and we are on iTunes and we are here to please. Now, you heard the very first podcast on iTunes. What did you guys think? How do you think this run is going to go? Do you think it will be long or do you think we'll get cut short?
Let's see where we're going. We're around Joy Station right now. Apparently, this bus ride takes 2 hours. We're like a good 30 minutes in.
Yeah, I really think it'll be pretty good. It'll be a decent amount of time for this podcast. Honestly, this bus ride does seem a bit boring because of this movie and the environment we're in. Just the vibe we're getting from all the people here. You know, it's really not energetic or anything like that.
It'll probably change when we get there, you know. People start opening up their feelings and whatnot.
Yeah.
This is going to be a bonding experience for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. See, we're on the way to Pilgrimage 12, seeking salvation.
Pilgrimage 1-2?
Pilgrimage 1-2. Now, what are you guys going to confess your sins to your group? Are you going to tell us about you, Brian Tamayo? Expand on that.
Well, me and him were pretty much best friends, first of all. We met each other in, like,
don't
grade
lie,
7.
Man. Don't lie. Don't
no, this
lie.
Is a true story. I'm not even lying. And one of my close friends, Jessica, yeah. No names. I think she, he kind of liked her or something. I don't know. I hope you hear this. I'm just kidding. Don't. Well, we were best friends and whatnot, and something happened, and he wants to fight me, so, yeah, my face is not a target, so I'm like Manny Pacquiao, bob and weave. That's it.
Just one thing I'd like to say is that Matt Alves, you're good. You're no names, by the way, because just gonna censor that. You are a very good man. I respect you a lot, but sometimes, you can be exceptional. In here you go, Zach.
Oh, he didn't
that was
finish
good.
His sentence.
That was good. That was very good. Let's see what else is going on. We have a lot to talk about today. Now, one topic that you guys wanted to discuss, first of all, was hairstyles. Now, what makes you want to talk about hairstyles? What's going on with that? I don't understand. Jethro Lai, ladies and gentlemen, turns around. He's interested. He hears hairstyles. He's like a dog who hears a dog whistle. He's looking in the direction. Jethro, what do you know about hairstyles?
They're cool.
Now, how long does it take you to do your hair in the morning?
5 minutes.
I think he's lying.
5 minutes for an amazing hairstyle. It's unique, it's classy, and it's himself. It's unbelievable, Zach. It's really unbelievable.
What do you guys want to talk about hairstyles? You guys mentioned it earlier on, so...
The general consensus at our school is that if you have high hair, you are high cool. And I don't follow that. I mean, you know, you can just see me wearing a beanie, like, all the other day when I take it off, it makes me look like one of them because it, like, rubs, like, on the side. You know, like, Astro Boy's hair? Kind of looks like that after. But I don't know.
Honestly, I feel that people who wear beanies are quite insecure about their hairstyle.
You're wearing one right now.
I'm not wearing one right now, actually. I don't wear hats or beanies or anything like that. Usually, because I like my hairstyle to be in a nice flow. I like to show my class. I like to let the world flow within the universe. It's all about how you express your feelings and flow and just flow in the hair. Now, you're insecure, Matt. Just let it go. This is what this bus ride's for.
Now, people say history repeats itself. Never say never. Now, I was wondering, when is the style of the Greaser going to come back? Because I was watching Grease the other day, great production by the school. I was watching the rehearsal. My partner for today, Lucas Domingo, was a part of that. How's Grease going, by the way? How's production going? Is it going to be on time? It's going to be good?
It's good. It's coming along really well, except I hate the director, but whatever.
Whoa.
Whatever. We're just going to bleep that out, that whole sentence.
No, we'll leave that.
Or leave it, because I'm a nice man, and I didn't say that. Matt obviously said that, but it's going really well. The guys and girls are really nice. Everything's going pretty good so far. I can't wait till the band comes in. The set crew, unbelievable set crew here. Zach Wong.
Oh, thank you.
Unbelievable. Tries his best in preparing everything.
I do.
But yeah, it should be a good show.
Don't you have rehearsal today? What's your excuse for that?
I do actually have rehearsal, except I'm not going to go because I'm here on this special edition of the podcast.
That is commitment at its finest. That is all.
That is.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Pilgrimage 1-2, seeking salvation for life.
I would actually... No, wait, no. No, this is not it. I was going to say that this is where... about 2 years ago, we were going to a football game and our bus driver crashed into a pole.
Oh, I remember that. Wasn't that here?
No, it's not this spot right here. I think it's... Yeah, we were trying to go somewhere.
Well, that's a good topic to bring up then. I guess let's talk about football for a little bit.
Alright.
2010 Provincial Champions. Now, this is kind of old news, but we've never had you two on the show talk about it. So, give us your point of view of the road to the victory and future plans. How's the team going to do from now on, and how is the road to the championship? We'll start with both of you. Let's go.
Alright, well, because you know we started in Cheney, Washington.
Yeah.
Good 7-8 hour bus ride.
Oh yeah, it was pretty bad.
South Kitsap.
7-8 bus ride.
I mean, it didn't start as well as we did because our offense wasn't clicking and whatnot.
But it's usually like that. The first game of the season, you're always a bit rusty.
It's a feeling out process, like a new girlfriend.
Almost, and possibly, yeah.
I mean, then we met the Terry Fox Ravens. Ooh, Camp Canales.
FJP.
Fuck that faggot.
Yes. FJP to the fullest. You hear that, Jacob?
We lost that.
Suck yourself.
Like, literally, suck.
Like, remove one of your ribs and just
suck yourself.
Now, Lucas, you seem like you know a lot about sucking yourself. You know the surgical procedures, and what's with that? Can you elaborate, please? I don't understand. I'm kind of getting scared sitting next to you here on the Boss Edition of the Pug. What's going on?
No, you know, I have looked it up on the internet.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I think we have to conclude this very scary edition.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. So we're all here for jokes, ladies and gentlemen. We're all here for
jokes.
Oh, my.
Jokes. And I hope you're laughing at home. If you're not, you can die.
All right, so continue the season. So you met Terry Fox and you taught them the surgical procedures to suck themselves.
Yes, because those two correlate very well.
Yes.
Very well. And actually, one play of the game, Adam Konar, the
son.
The son of
UBC and CFL legend, Kevin Konar.
Papa Cones.
Yes.
He had an amazing one-handed catch, I would just like to say that.
He was like a full 360, and then 360 back.
Jesus Christ.
So it was a full 900.
That's actually
920.
Yeah, that's 720, dude.
math is not my strongest subject.
That's why we're on pilgrimage, don't worry.
And it's early in the morning.
9 o'clock.
It's really early.
So, you beat Terry Fox. You bring it at home. Every game, murder. I didn't even want to go anymore because every game was like 59-2.
That is correct.
So, but anyways, how did the season go? Then the season went on and the road to the championship.
After that, we continually won 13 straight.
Matt Aviz had some exceptional plays. He played very well. He was on top of his game.
Some great plays of our defense. Anchored by this fellow.
Which fellow?
Number 16.
Oh, yes. I will be changing my number to 4 next year, so watch out.
Whose number are you taking, number 4? Who's number 4 right now?
Number 4 right now is actually Kyle Patko. I'm not taking it because of him.
Nice.
I'm taking it because of my brother.
Right?
My brother, Josh Domingo.
Yes.
An alumni.
How is Josh doing these days, anyways? Where's he at?
He's good. He's, no names, by the way, no names.
We have censorship.
No name.
He's at SFU studying criminology.
Oh wow.
And yeah, he's doing well.
What does he think about that?
He thinks it's pretty good. He's liking it.
That's good, because I know someone who went to SFU, same thing, but he ended up not going in for another semester.
Did he die?
He didn't die. He's still alive.
Okay.
SFU, highest suicide rating.
Yeah.
All universities.
Suicide. That's a tough one.
You know, I mean, it's for some people, right?
It really is. It's an option in life.
Okay, that's good.
It's not mandatory.
Question, if you were to kill yourself, which way and why?
I honestly probably would take it quick and easy. Just take a bazooka and probably just shoot it at a wall and kill myself. Like in Modern Warfare 6, as Zach would have said.
Oh, thank you.
RPG.
Matt Obese, do you want to answer your question next?
Personally, I would go head in the oven. I've heard that that's an okay way to die. I mean, the heat might be searing, but I mean, someone might eat me after.
Oh, yeah.
I'm helping someone.
Oh, that's true. See, this is Matt Obese, such a generous man.
So humble.
He's gonna kill himself, but he thinks someone will eat him.
Yeah,
so
like
he'll
people in Africa.
People like that.
You know, when people die, I think they ship them off to Africa. And if when Matt dies,
I have to say no offense, because I was like, if I was African right now, I would punch you in the face. Okay, we don't eat your goddamn suicide victims.
Who do you think we are?
I don't want to. I'm gonna get an email from iTunes saying, "Fuck you, I'm black," or some guy at the desk was black. I don't know.
I take that back. That was not racial. That was not a racial comment.
I also was gonna say to donate my organs, but I guess people in Africa need them.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I'm from North America.
Now, Zach, let's hear your views.
I would pay attention in physics and chemistry now, so I could build a time machine, and then I would go into I would make a porn, and every time I came on her, I would stop the time machine, so I could regenerate. Then I'd come back and start again and come on her again. So in real time, people are just seeing these shitloads of cum going on the girl. And in the meantime, and I'm gonna do this for years, and I'm not gonna get a haircut. So in the meantime, while they're watching shitloads of cum come on my dick, my hair is just sprouting out of my body because I'm not getting haircuts. This is in real time. And then, and I've been doing this for so many years, but the time of the end of this porno, the room is flooded up to your knee with my cum. And then I would cut myself with a knife. So at least I went out doing something insane.
Now, as you can see, Matt Alves and I, you can't hear us laughing. It's because we are doing the silent laugh.
I don't know how I thought of that. I have a problem, you see. I watch too much internet, okay? I don't even watch TV anymore. My mind has been clouded with the internet.
The internet is such a wide...
Twisted place.
Twisted.
Maybe it's the speed, too. See, I'm usually used to podcasting in the back of physics. We're podcasting at, like, 80 kilometers an hour right now. We're on the freeway. We're too fast.
Pretty fast.
This is too fast for me.
High-speed
podcast. We're podcasting on the go.
Well, what do you think of this man right here?
This man to our right on the freeway, Asian man driving a Honda. That's a surprise.
He's gonna crash into us.
He's emerging into our. Oh my god.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. We didn't.
We're all
done. This podcast. We're going the distance with this podcast now. This is the Zach and Miguel podcast. I apologize. My partner Miguel's not here today. We originally planned to be on the same bus, but we got separated because there's three buses.
Yes.
Because there's so many of us going to seek salvation.
Yes.
So close, yet so far.
Yet so far.
But anyways,
the distance.
Moving on. Let's just move on because I fucked that topic up.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. Even worse than my racial comment.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Africa. No. Let's move on. Dark Knight. Right here on the bus, we're watching Dark Knight, okay? I don't know if you can hear this in the background. That's my one concern.
Batman.
Now, there's a lot of flaws in this movie. What were the flaws that we saw with Dark Knight in the beginning?
See, at the very beginning, as you know, there are men in clown masks, and they walk into the bank, and people, they just act like that's normal. I mean,
like, who the fuck does that? Like, really? Like,
how many
oh my god.
Have you seen that own a clown mask, first of all? Second,
yeah.
That go to the bank.
Cirque du Soleil.
But do they go there wearing their masks? That's the real question you gotta ask yourself.
Oh, that is true.
I don't know.
What the hell?
God.
Anyways, Batman, like, I don't know. I haven't, you know, honestly, there's so many great movies, but I haven't gone around to seeing them fully. I've seen, like, scenes. And this is one of them. Is this the... There's a first one. There's a one before this, right?
It's Batman Begins, I think.
I saw The Begins. I never saw... See, now we have an Asian guy shooting people.
Honestly, I don't find it very realistic how the enemies can shoot a gajillion bullets and not hit the one target, Batman.
What?
It is unreal. This movie is spectacular.
No, what is your definition of a superhero? Does a superhero, you know, as a baby, his mom's embryos get fucked by nuclear explosions and he turns into Spider-Man? That's not how it happened. He got bit. But you know what I'm saying. Or can a Superman actually be like Batman and use technology to fight crime? What is your definition?
See, Batman is like the less awesome version of Iron Man. Because, you know, Iron Man has a metal heart. It's like, it's powered by power. Batman, wear suit, Batarang.
Like physics. Like work
and
power.
Batman can't
and
even
energy.
Fly. Like, bats fly. Batman doesn't fly. Put two and two together, he's not Batman.
And he's not even a man.
What,
really?
What technology, man. That's what they should call him.
What is up with that?
Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Now, staying on the topic of superheroes, who are your favorite superheroes?
Well, my favorite superhero would probably be Spider-Man.
And why?
Because I like the fact that he shoots a web at people. I don't know what it is. I just like...
coming back to the way you die.
Coming back to your hair and the way you die, right?
Yeah, so usually when I jerk off, I do Spider-Man. And what I do is when I come close with my hand, I throw it against the ceiling and then I swing throughout the room because it's still attached to my wrist. We're gonna have to censor out a lot of this today's podcast. A very, very dirty, lustful edition.
It's
on the way to a religious event.
It's the special edition.
We have to get all our inner demons out.
Yeah, because we're going on a religious escapade.
And cleansing our soul.
Exactly. Now, Metal Bees.
Back to the topic. Your favorite.
My favorite superhero? You know that green guy in the Justice League?
Green Lantern.
Shock. No, the other green guy.
The guy with green skin.
Yeah, and he has red eyes.
Hulk.
No.
That is not him.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was cool because he was green and he couldn't really speak and everyone was like.
So it's almost like you coming right off the boat.
So he's your favorite superhero, but you don't know the name. That's interesting.
Basically, that's on point.
And Mr. Domingo, your favorite superhero?
I would have to say Superman, the most original superhero out there, but the most interesting and unique. His life story and his evil enemies is just flawless.
Now, there have been rumors going around that you, in fact, are Superman. Can you help us with these? What's the truth?
I cannot release any information on that.
I'm Iron Man.
I've signed some waivers and whatnot.
I bought kryptonite and he started coughing blood, so...
Whoa.
I don't know what kryptonite is. I only know the periodic table.
Very good. Very educational here on the Krypton.
But as you can see, we have one of the very best chemistry teachers in our bus right now, Mr. Juan Pineda. He's very exceptional at teaching chemistry.
He is.
He's taught me the periodic table and the trends of the periodic table. But I did get raped by that test.
Here's something I thought about earlier when you guys were talking about Hulk. Controversial topic, debatable. Hulk, is he a real superhero? Made by the people who create superheroes. But would you consider him a superhero? What would you define the Hulk? What is he?
I'd call him a super angry
roid monkey with green dye.
I mean,
Tourette's.
He's Tourette's. You know that guy Ronnie in Jersey Shore? He's like that, but green and big and angry.
I'd have to agree with Matt, yeah. He's just on roids all day.
So he's not a superhero. That's interesting, though. A lot of people might consider him a superhero. Why is that, then? What do they know?
I don't understand why they'd consider him a superhero anyway, because he doesn't even... He's not himself anymore. He's just some big, angry green guy that hits people and then wants pussy.
Do you think this movie promotes drugs?
Yes!
Some people might be saying, you know, I want to get angry and green and kick some ass, so I'm going to take a lot of steroids. I don't know.
Oh, that movie. I think you're talking about this movie.
Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe Batman has drugs, too. He doesn't have any powers. I don't know how he's able to break a shotgun with his arm. Now, very special news, very breaking news here on the bus edition of the podcast. We have pulled off the freeway. We're in the territory. We're on the way to our destination. We're close. What do you expect from this pilgrimage, this retreat at this... forgiveness, this reconciliation journey. I don't know what I'm saying. I paid attention to religion like maybe twice. What do you think to expect here?
Well,
I think someone's gonna come out that they are homosexual.
And that's perfectly fine.
Oh, the gun just shot.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That scared you?
Oh my god.
I think that's...
Oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the podcast,
oh my
Batman,
god.
With the Joker face, has been hung.
They're joking about bats. What's
like
up?
A horse.
That was really unnecessary.
Who's... Now, since we were on the topic on superheroes, villains, who is the scariest villain to you, or the one that if you were a superhero, you wouldn't want to meet this villain, and why?
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Team.
Mojo Jojo.
I'm joking.
That yellow guy in Sin City with the yellow dick.
Are you sure it's not Watchmen?
No, it's Sin City.
Watchmen, the guy with the blue dick.
Watchmen.
Someone needs to give that guy some pants.
There's three of him everywhere. So three sets of genitals.
This man, obviously, when they shot the movie, did not have a blue dick. They had to CGI that.
I'm pretty sure it was one of the blue men.
Do you think they had to CGI some size onto that dick? Do you think they had to CGI some size?
I think they did because it was abnormally long.
I think
especially
they did.
When he turned into a giant.
I'm sure it was as big as a skyscraper.
Well,
this is literally as big as a skyscraper.
And as thick as a toothpick.
Okay. Well then. New topic.
New topic, yes. What should we discuss?
Pepsi.
Pepsi or Coke? Charlie Sheen, the Coke addict. What's with Charlie Sheen? What do you think is going on with that guy? Because I'm done with Charlie Sheen, okay? I've seen enough of his nonsense. I think he's just playing with media now, trying to get attention. I saw his YouTube, it sucked. He ran out of material, it was supposed to be an hour long, it was cut out 45 minutes. He's crazy. What do you guys think about
him? Well, he's always winning.
And just tiger blood all day.
That's all he does no matter what, but apparently rappers have been making songs about Charlie Sheen. Yeah. One of them called By Winning. The other called Tiger Blood in My Veins.
By and who?
I don't know, just... I think his name's
C-Murder.
Winner,
winner, winner, winner. Like that,
maybe. And Charlie Sheen's swag. That is his song.
You know, honestly, this guy, I am frustrated with him. He you know, 2.5 Men was honestly a good show. Bit inappropriate sometimes,
it.
But...
I did enjoy it.
You know, the little kid on that show was really, really annoying. I wanted to punch my screen and hopefully hit him in the face.
I personally thought the show was done when he got old.
Same.
You know what I mean? He was like a cute little funny kid. I saw him in, what was it, The Rookie? He was Dennis Quaid's son. It was good. But then he got old and he was not funny anymore. Now, Charlie Sheen, it seems as if in 2.5 Men, Charlie Sheen plays a guy named Charlie. The last name is different, but he's banging women all the time and probably doing coke all the time. So Charlie Sheen as himself.
Yeah, basically, I think they just realized that he was too fucking crazy for this. And
just say it, man. Just say it.
I'm sorry, Charlie. You got old, man.
Your she-son. And by the way, his wife, porn star.
His wife is a porn star?
He has a porn star wife?
Yeah. I would like to tell you her name.
Brie Olsen.
Brie Olsen.
Oh.
I know her works.
I have her on Twitter.
I'm familiar.
I've watched some of her productions.
No, I don't have Brie Olsen on Twitter.
Do you have Brie Olsen on Twitter?
I think I should start.
I have Brie Olsen on Twitter. You know why? Because one of her last tweets was, just took 7 dicks in the ass last night. Gonna go out and I'm really horny. Need some more dick in my pussy. And all her tweets are like that. Like it's normal. What's with these porn
stars? That is not normal.
That is not normal, Brie.
That's someone's daughter, man.
Her,
my goodness.
For Halloween, I scrolled back because I was just interested. I was just wanting to see what's going on. And her Halloween one, all night last night for Halloween, just sitting on a garbage can, getting fucked by random guys. Fun night. Now, we see statuses by certain people on Facebook. It's like, what whores? But
okay.
Then, this is a whole new level of whore. What is going on? Like, whore just got a new definition. I mean, some girl just set a world record the other day for having the most sex in 24 hours, 912 men, and it only took her 12 hours, which is like 45 seconds per guy. What do you think about that? Is that that is definition of whore?
Well, first off, those guys, they're all premature. 45 seconds, come on, man. I can clip my toenails longer.
I just have to say, Justin Kwok, why would you post that on Facebook?
Okay, we're not censoring this name. This needs to be known. Justin Kwok.
DJ Kwok.
DJ Kwok, the man himself. He posts a black... What was it? I didn't watch the video.
I saw it. I was like, my eyes... I'm blind now. I cannot see.
It was the strangest thing.
It was.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, you knew it was going to happen. Eventually, one day, someone was going to put porn on Facebook.
I may have saw...
Justin Kwok.
I thought I saw Joy White in there. I saw Joy White.
No. I know what Joe
or,
looks like.
Or,
yeah, me too.
Or Nick Fife.
Isaiah
Solomon.
Now, here's a good question.
Obama.
Okay, don't bring the president.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
President Obama.
Sets that one up.
He can play basketball.
Yeah, Obama's really good at basketball. You know who else is pretty good at basketball?
Me.
Jay Biebs.
I'm good.
Jay Biebs.
Not
now,
lie.
Did you ever get a chance to see his new motion picture? Never say never. Did you guys ever?
I did.
Oh my god! Get the hell out of here! I don't know. I don't know you anymore. I'm just joking. You know, what do you think about? Well, how was the movie? What was it about?
Inspirational.
What
motivational.
Was it, what was it like? What was the movie? Was it like a fiction or what? Like
documentary.
Oh, documentary. I don't know. I didn't get into it. It was a documentary about his life.
But it really sucked because I didn't get the 3D purple glasses.
Oh, you had to get the normal. Did you go see the extra 40 minutes? Justin Bieber cut.
That is the one I saw, actually.
The fan. You saw the fan
yes.
cut? How was it? What was it about?
Saw both.
Now, a lot of people, like, when you look at history, okay, and you see bands that girls just get insane for, like, you
Such
walk
as
into
Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. Yeah, exactly. Like, you walk into that concert, it's just gonna smell like one big fish store, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
I love fish.
You know, and people say
But 40 years later, there's like, 40 years later since the Beatles, there's Beatles Rock Band. But they say 40 years later, there's no sing star Justin Bieber. You know, they'll say people forget about him. Well, I'm not too sure. I mean, girls are going crazy for him. He's not dying yet. He's not going down.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you think is his run is going to be in the future?
I mean, he's only 16, I think. I don't know his birthday because I don't care.
He's 17.
Oh,
his birthday is March 1st. He was born on a Tuesday. March 1st, 1994.
Excuse me.
Born on a Tuesday. I think it was 12:38 a.m.
Now, did his mother know that she was giving birth to a star?
I'm pretty sure his mom is a butterface. Uh-oh, I think we're going to get... Uh-oh.
Oh, there's been a situation here on the very special edition of the podcast. We've been radioed. There is something going down. What's up? What did you hear on the
transcript? I'm kind of scared because...
I heard bomb.
I heard truck. And
I heard bomb.
There may be a bomb on the back. Who's on this bus? Oh, Alan Rudzki. He got off, though. That was his plan the whole time.
Oh, no. Olympia.
So, where the heck are we? We seem like we're in the middle of...
We're hiking.
Oh, my gosh. That's the bomb.
No. Northern... What is this? Maple Ridge. What the hell kind of retreat is Maple Ridge?
Where's the ridge?
Oh, I see.
We're at Quest Station.
So anyways, what were we talking about before we got distracted by this transmission? Oh,
the life of Justin.
His mom is a butterface. Put a bag over the face.
Is gold.
Yes, gold.
Her uterus
golden.
Is made of gold.
Yes, that's true. She produces very famous children.
Yes.
But yeah, in the future, when do you think he'll die down? Do you think he'll end up a Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen? Or do you think he'll take it in the right direction?
I think he's a good guy.
I don't know.
I just can't see him turning 20.
I think he'll find out what weed is and think it's awesome.
Like, Michael
like
Phelps.
Like in CSI, you know, when he got shot. Nice.
20 times.
Like my friend Mr. Matt LV's here, who comes to my house and thinks he can fight me.
Well,
what?
Well, I mean, when we did encompass the fight, someone got rear naked choked Zach Wong. Oh.
No hate,
we're
no hate, no hate.
That,
no, 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 no. Zach Wong
got rear naked choked by Matt Alviz in the Supreme Fighting Tournament at Zach Wong's house.
I don't know how the hell that started, but it happened.
I wasn't invited.
Now we apologize here. Official apology to Mr. Lucas Demeo for not inviting. We will, in the future, make it. So, when was the last time you invited me to anything? How about that? What's going on? I invited you to the podcast? So it looks like I'm up one right now.
Zach Wong is up one. Lucas is in the negative zone.
Negatory.
Okay, so, Jesus. We're getting way off topic here. We're going from me doing my porno over the hair shooting out of my hair, my head.
So I just stepped on Zach Wong's foot.
So we're really in the negatory now.
We are really.
We're like 30.
Almost Canadian Tire.
Let's take a change now. A new topic. There's a lot of noise from Dark Knight right now. Batman is kicking some ass. I'm pretty sure this mic won't pick it up though. In the future, you guys. Dude, there's a lot of talk about post-secondary now. Course selection. You guys taking science for next year, or what? What's the deal with you guys?
I am personally taking bio and chem. Both PE
as
and
am I.
Fitness.
As am I.
Wow.
You know,
like brothers.
And then maybe some psych, you know, to find out what people are thinking.
Oh, interesting.
And
what are your plans for post-secondary?
I am planning to go to the University of British Columbia.
Very nice.
Yes.
I'm actually planning on not going to university. I'm gonna go fly to LA. I'm gonna get my performing arts on. Gonna audition for some stuff.
Really?
Hopefully get into the showbiz.
Wow, very ambitious.
But if not, then I guess I'd have to go to university.
So you're really planning on going down to LA and this is your ambition?
Not really. I'm gonna go to university first. Probably. The performing arts is my last choice.
You didn't have to say that. I was really
I might take
excited.
A year off.
I was really excited to see Lucas Domingo on the credits of the new upcoming TV shows, but you broke my heart just now.
Well, he still can. I mean, extras get...
Extras do get noticed.
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, like, look at, I don't know any extras off the top of my head, but you know what I'm saying. You recognize
like, it. You know that extra guy. But my plan is to find Kim Kardashian and touch...
Do you plan on becoming a Kardashian? Will you marry her and change your last name to Kardashian?
I think it'd make me more famous, but it's, like, a huge bitch move.
Yeah.
Censor.
Sense.
Not really.
Beep.
Where are
Why we? Do people censor these words?
Yeah, no, what's with that?
Who came up with swearing?
What is swearing? You know what I mean? Like
people swear to God, but like, why would you do that?
But swears sometimes are a good thing. Like, I swear I'm not gonna do it.
Like, yeah, like you go to court, you have to swear.
Yeah, you swear on the Bible.
But at the same time, you can't swear. So what the hell do they want us to do? You know what I mean?
You can't say anything.
This is unbelievable.
They're just playing with us here.
Toying with my mind.
The law this is a controversial
corrupt.
Topic.
The law system is corrupt. Okay, you know what?
Don't you say yes or no? That's about it.
I swear.
I swear I didn't do
yes.
it.
Yes. No.
Well, Mr. Pineda, how do you know? Have you been to court a lot these days? What are you? Too many chemicals in the.
And have you seen how many people perjure themselves in court as well?
I haven't. I still watch Judge Judy. That's about. I watch the most court I see is Judge Judy, and that's about it. So. You see the one where there was the earthquake and she.
Look, the moment they have Judge Judy do some a show.
In
an actual court, you know we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now it becomes live entertainment. Once a lawyer talks about it, you used to have shows about that.
Oh really? Jeez.
Like Maury. Like Maury and
Law and Order and that kind of stuff.
Wow. What happened to that?
Mariska Hargitay.
Okay, Maury. Here we go.
Like Maury.
Here we go. Let's have a poll here between us. Maury. Maury. Jerry Springer. Or the Steve Wilkos
Steve
show.
Steve Wilkos.
Which one? I go with Steve Wilkos.
Steve Wilkos is my.
Because you know what? You're not allowed to sit on my stage, and then I'll throw at the chair. I like Steve Wilkos.
I like how Steve Wilkos can beat up his guests because he's bigger than all of them.
Yeah, and he's really bald.
I mean,
like very. There's a point of bald where it gets intimidating, where it's so bright that you can't even look.
I can see blind. Myself
almost
in his
like
head.
The Boudet files.
Boudet coming from the Boudet files.
What happened to Cabby on the street?
I heard he moved to, he's doing bigger things, and like ESPN, I think.
ESPN. I was watching ESPN the other day, St. Pat's.
Yes.
The coach.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a little bit. What do you guys think?
Oh, was that video on
John
on TV?
Botang.
Yeah, it was on ESPN.
What?
Really? He's a coach.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
You got
I didn't know that.
Oh
too.
Man. Yeah, you got interviewed by ESPN.
So how the interview probably went like, so how do you feel being an idiot?
It well, went on for like 7 minutes. I don't know.
The highlight for me was when he said, quote, it was a very inspirational thing to do because it's an all-Filipino school. And for 14-year-old boys who can't dunk, it's inspirational. What do you guys think about that? Oh. What?
I
all Filipino school.
I personally am Filipino, and
as
so
I,
is
as
so
I.
is Matt.
That's why I asked you.
You know, both of us, we are not 14, but
we
are
we're
of
17.
That.
Well, Lucas is 17, but
I am 17. He is 16, and to be honest. I would like to dunk. I would like to dunk
I mean,
at the basketball.
We're both
like
we're
Michael
both
Jordan.
Pretty close. I mean, I'm personally I'm 5'7". I mean, I can touch the rim. I think that's okay.
But you know what? I think Matt Alves can touch the rim.
I can.
He can touch the rim. I can snap the rim. And for that man, that young coach, such an ambitious coach, for him to say something like that was really, really, really. Arrogant. And
I agree.
Ignorant.
It just made me
it's
laugh.
It's just, it's...
That the board could not support him.
That is how bad their gym is.
Yeah.
No offense, but you...
Yeah, none taken.
No, I'm not into these slang shenanigans, but do you guys have hops?
I do have hops.
Mad hops.
Mad hops. Like Hank's trucking and bulldozing.
Which is
hops.
Right
hops.
Next to us right now. We are in, literally now, in the middle of nowhere. There's a golf course, and that's about it. I don't know what we are, where we are. There's what are these poles? There's just poles of nothing. They're not even have a net on them. They don't even have a net on them. What's going on?
Outrageous.
We are in Battle Los Angeles.
Are you gonna go see that movie, Matt Elvis?
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. I don't know what that is.
It looks pretty interesting.
It's
not gonna lie.
Just LA and
Lucas, we should
fighting.
Watch it sometime. We never.
I know. We never do.
Hey, you know what? I'll join you guys.
I would invite you, but if you have to go to VC, you have to go to.
Well,
school.
I mean, I don't go to VC. Just want to clear that up.
Yeah, we should actually make a podcast while we go to the movie.
Oh yeah, very special.
Yeah.
Special edition
in the
Battle, Battle Los Angeles.
Battle Los Angeles.
And we'll have like a counter on the side.
Yeah.
For every time someone goes shh.
It's like, okay, we are at 72.
Yeah. Well, we're, you know what? We are approaching the 40th minute.
40th
of this podcast.
Minute.
We have produced an episode.
This is really exciting. I really hope this gets onto iTunes.
I'm honored to.
Despite the fact that we have been a little racial. And,
yeah, and
a little
everybody.
Inappropriate.
Been using names, you know, dropping.
But we will bleep everything.
No, there's another transmission coming on. I don't know how close we are. This bus ride is supposed to be like an hour
I do
long.
Not even know where they're taking us right now.
Apparently we are an hour in.
We are an hour in because this is the 40th minute of the podcast. And we started about 10-20 minutes in, so.
This doesn't look right. In Vancouver, the street signs are green. They're brown here. They're all brown here. What is going on?
I don't even think we're in Canada anymore.
My God.
We're in Mexico?
I see the vents. I see the border. I see the border. Oh, my God. There are people hopping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just got shot. Oh, my God.
They built a catapult on the Mexico side of the border that's able to launch drugs over America, into America. Not over America, into Canada. Into America. Like,
over Canada, into America.
You know,
America.
I think those people should be awarded instead of arrested, because that's just amazing, okay? Mr. Kim, poof, his mind blasted.
How do you
his mind wasn't blitzed.
How do you calculate
blow
that?
His mind.
There's no equation that makes up for that.
Speaking of, you guys are in physics, right?
Both yes.
Guys. The mousetrap, how did your rat racer go?
I didn't even make mine.
Nice.
Ours was exceptional. It was really good. We got 40 meters. Oh, no, not 40 meters. That's way too long.
Four. That's almost as good as the catapult that shoots drugs to Canada from Mexico.
4 meters in 2.6 seconds. It's really unreal. I would like to thank Jomar Santos. That name shall not be bleeped because I'm rewarding him for his hard work and dedication to this physics group.
We will have to censor names, though.
Yes.
We have
like,
to,
but not Justin Kwok because he's a sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know Justin. Everybody who listens to this that doesn't know us, like a random person if you're listening to this, first of all, thank you. Second of all, add up Justin Kwok because there's probably only one in the world. How many Justin Kwoks do you know, right?
One.
Only one Kwokster.
And he is a sick motherfucker. You added him on Facebook, so you're a sick, sir.
And send him a nice message, you know, tell him you want to kill him. That'd be cool.
But don't, really. Like, that'll be mean. He might actually. Because suicide is an option.
As the first podcast talked about.
But he is. He did go on a retreat that we were going
on. He did.
So those suicidal
thoughts,
emotions, thoughts, urges may have been eliminated. Who knows? We're about to find out.
You never know.
Maybe if we're on the same bus on the way back, we should do a post-pilgrimage recap podcast.
Yes. I think that would be nice. That would
right.
be very
wow.
good.
Two in 1 week. Two in 1 day.
Two in 2 days.
Two in 2 days. Two for two days.
Zach, I would like to ask you this question.
Yes.
Will you be attending the event 420?
420. Now, see, here's the thing. I will be attending. And you see, I've given up for Lent this certain substance. I don't know if... Because 420 falls within that, right? So the real test is if... Oh, shit. And all my band trips. Yeah, I'm not giving it up. I'm going to give up chocolate or something. But yes, I will be attending 420.
That is
well, how about you guys? Do you guys want to... I think I might shoot my Spanish project there. How about you guys?
Shoot your Spanish project at the Art Gallery.
I did last year. Well, I edited it last year after going to it.
Yes, I saw that. That was a great video.
Very trippy.
Personally, I would not be attending this event.
Why not, Lucas?
Because I... for one, will probably die from it, because
moving on.
No. I have asthma, so yeah.
Oh, I see.
Sucks to your asthma.
Yeah, sucks to your asthma.
Do you have like a higher level of it or what?
Not really.
Oh, really? Because it has levels. It has been proven to help with it, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
But you say you have to try everything once. Look at all that manure.
try to get
climbed out. Maybe it'll be the event before a battle Los Angeles. I'm not saying anything. Because my mom's going to find this one day, and she's going to be like, Zachary,
you watch a battle Los Angeles?
No. But how about you, Matt Elvis?
I don't know. I have not set any plans for the day.
Moving on to the topic, American Idol. This is American Idol.
That's right. That's the show. We all know what we're talking about.
Yep,
I haven't caught this season, but I heard there's the addition of online voting. How's that going?
There is.
More votes rolling in, or what's going on?
I think it's
that?
Definitely better because now they're charging for their actual phone voting. I think.
They're charging.
Something like that.
Really?
It's a fact. A fact right now. Most teenagers spend most of their day on the internet. So being on the internet and being able to vote on the internet, it's really a neat thing. It's a neato thing.
It's like a win-win-win.
Win times three. Like Charlie Sheen win.
Like Charlie Sheen.
Tiger Blood, what up?
That was probably his idea.
Probably.
Babies.
How is this season of America anyways? With the new judges? See, people have said the show won't be the same without Simon and Paula.
Paula didn't make a difference.
Yeah, Paula, but what about Simon? Well, how's Simon? The absence of Simon? Did they have a good enough replacement?
No,
they got the guy from Aerosmith, right?
I mean, his face looks like they just, like, pressed it in and then just kept pressing. And then he said stop, but they still kept pressing.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see it, but Matt Elvis is, in fact, pressing his own face.
My face is like Steven Tyler at the moment.
But honestly, these judges are a great new addition to the show.
Really? So
Randy Jackson.
Randy. Oh, Randy.
So the doll.
Randy is the only elite.
The doll.
Randy is the only elite.
He is the only elite. But he has turned into the new Simon Cowell.
Really? He gives...
He's the dog pound. He's going to pound on you.
The dog pound.
The dog. He's going to pound on you the dog style.
I think J-Lo is a good addition because
J-Lo's just fine.
She's a definite MILF. At the age of 40.
I do enjoy that. Yes. I do enjoy looking at it. But I haven't caught this that much of the season. How is the competition?
I don't know.
It's actually really good. I watched last night's episode.
Oh, there's one. What stage are they in right now?
They're top 13.
They've combined it everything? And stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, in fact, it was the top 24, 12 boys, 12 girls. And then they were going to go to the top 10. Which was unbelievable because that was 14 people cut.
Jesus.
And in one episode, that is. But luckily the judges had these wild cards they could give to save some contestants that they thought they should deserve to be in there. So they're now the top 13.
Now, with the recent, these cuts of people, like 14 people one episode, and the way things are going, do you think American Idol will continue to thrive, or do you think it's starting to go downhill and lose ratings? Do you think they'll pull the plug within the next 5 years?
You know what, I think they're just going to be taking it year by year. And this year is the best out of their whatever seasons. This is the best season they've had.
Well, I mean, I feel like they have to say that, because if people think it's just another season, it's just another season.
I mean, did you used to watch it?
I watched like the first one.
Yeah, I used to watch it too, but then I don't want anymore. Like,
all I like to do is watch the auditions.
Every
two.
It
was crazy people.
That's
like
the thing,
pants on the ground.
I used to enjoy watching Simon rip on people, and he's not even there anymore.
Beaks everybody.
Yeah.
That was the
start of YouTube.
Steven Tyler really makes up for Simon Cowell's harsh, vicious words.
He's
just a really funny guy.
Oh, really?
He's weird.
Would you get paid $1 million to look the same as Steven?
No.
Why?
You
can look like fucking Steven Tyler, man, with $1 million in your pocket. I would, because I'm a whore.
That is all.
Here on the podcast, we're in residential now. Honestly, I have no idea what's going on. We're in residential. Okay, Dark Knight is still going. Batman is still being intimidating as usual.
I am Batman.
Let's see, what else is there to talk about here? We're starting to run out of topics. What are we? We're
driving.
50.
Driving.
We're driving. How is your expeditions to getting your ends? Do you guys have L?
I mean, before I had my L, I was driving illegally.
You can't get
like a cool kid.
Oh.
But, I got mine now, and my
I still haven't gone driving.
Your L?
Driven, yeah.
You just, when did you get your L?
Like October.
Oh.
October.
Is that,
of
is
the
that
10th.
Close to your birthday?
That's like a month after.
Oh, yes.
How about
yes.
You,
Mr. I got my L in on August 15th of 2010.
August 15th, wow, you can remember the exact date.
I do, I do.
I have a problem with dates. I remember them, like the weirdest ones.
Like what?
Like
420, what?
Like 420, Lucas, that's the date I always forget for some reason. I don't know what's going on that day.
I don't know why.
Well, I remember such stupid things, like I remember my license, but I just got it February 9th, like that's understandable, I just got it,
yes.
Right?
Your N?
No, my L. Because my birthday is December. I'm a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm this one here. I'm only a little cute. What you talking about, Willis? You know what I mean? But,
About Willis?
I remember such stupid dates. Like, I remember Brent and Oliden's birthday.
What the hell, man?
It's October 6th. And Elliot's was December 1st. I don't know what it is with me. I remember such stupid things. I don't remember the right things. I'm failing physics.
You want to go catch some salmon?
Oh, my God.
Are we here? Or this is it. We're here. We've reached our destination, so we will conclude. Are you on Twitter, Mr. Alviz?
Yes, I am, or at Matthew Alviz.
At Matthew Alviz, at LDomingo94.
Yes.
At The Real Zach Wong. We are here, we're concluding. This podcast has been spot. We're not here? Psych!
Psych! You just got punked!
You just got punked,
Ashton Kutcher's gonna open the door.
We thought we were here, it was just some guy's house. It's just people's houses. We're not even... We're in... I don't know where we are. I'm scared now. I saw a movie. This is...
Some guy's house.
Yeah, well, this is just some residential. We're not even here. So anyway, we're talking about Twitter, I guess. Let's talk about Twitter. What do you guys... Do you tweet a lot?
I've really gotten into the tweets. I'm actually going to tweet something right now. If you guys want to check it out.
You know, we should...
Although
we
this won't be live.
Ended with at the real Zach Wong and at Matt LV. You gotta make this. Even if there's a signal, I don't know if these people even watch TV or if they just chop wood all day. You know, I don't know what goes down here.
I don't think there's cable up here.
Yeah, there could be a revolt going on in Vancouver and these people would still be chopping their wood
exactly. Like
they do every day.
They have no idea. They just ride their tractors.
Now, who do you have following you on Twitter? What do you tweet? What's your main purpose for Twitter?
I don't know. I just put it when I feel bored, you know, just write whatever I'm doing. Some friends that reply me, I reply back.
Oh, very nice. I will follow you. I don't think I have you yet.
Yeah, you should start.
The real Zach Wong?
Yes. Now, I got my Twitter when Twitter first came out, so I don't have a character limit, but I just got into it a week ago. I don't know why I made it in the first place.
Is this yours?
That is me.
That is you.
The podcast. We're talking about the podcast on that. See, this is the thing with technology. The world is so connected now. Like, all these Bieber fans. How many at Justin Bieber, I love you, do you think he gets per fucking... day?
Well, he's a trending topic every
single day. I checked it out. I'm following, not gonna lie. I'm following Justin Bieber.
I am too, because I'm a whore.
But, Zach Wong, I'm not following you.
Oh,
congratulations.
Sweet. I'm gonna get home and a little email's gonna pop up. LDomingo94 is now following
you.
You
know, I'm gonna start.
Alright, so, this Justin Bieber kid.
Yeah.
I think he has about 17 million followers.
17 million followers.
Yes.
That is just... Yeah, that's all.
It's unreal.
That's a busy fish store.
It's huge. The fish is... Oh, fish are running wild.
So, what do you... So, the reason why I got into Twitter... Like, I got into Twitter. I got my Twitter account, but I didn't use it. And then I started to get into UFC, so I followed a lot of UFC things. But now I'm actually getting into tweeting myself and at replying to people I know. What is your purpose for Twitter? Do you follow anyone of significance that you use to keep up-to-date events?
Well, I follow, just a bunch of hip-hop people. Kanye West. Wiz Khalifa makes me laugh because everything is about weed. Like, I think I've seen two where he's just like, oh, gotta take a fat deuce.
Follow.
And then the one after it says that deuce smelled like Kush. That's pretty funny.
We're here. All right, we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to conclude this. This podcast is sponsored by Frank's Red Hot Sauce. I put that shit on everything. I'm just joking. It's not. I just wanted to say that. Do you have any final words, my partners?
This is the real conclusion.
Now, conclusion song.
Saying goodbye.
it's so hard to say. Okay, I'm not gonna say.
Waiting. See ya later, man.
To leave on pilgrimage 1-2. Oh, what is good?
The bus edition. The bus edition. The bus edition.
Word. Ladies and gentlemen, Podcast on a Bus Productions has made a mistake. We are not even there yet. We stopped at a gate, and now we are traveling through a forest. Literally have no idea. We're just driving through nowhere. What do you think is going down? What? I was expecting some, like, some soul finding here. We're in the middle of a forest. I'm scared. I don't want to get raped.
I think this is some CSI. No. Criminal Minds episode where...
I think this is
Robert Picton's old farm.
Oh, my God.
What are we looking at? There's, like, these trees that are cut.
Look at how thick these voices.
Tombstone things. I don't know if you know what they look like, but they're kind
of
scary.
It just said 12% chance of death.
12% chance of death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's like 88% living.
That means that...
I don't
want to
live 88%. Oh,
2, 4, 6, 8, 10... 20 people?
Two will die.
Two are gonna die.
Shoddy not.
Yo, Byron, you're gonna die. Sit. He says sick. Because Chinese don't give a fuck. We live on the edge. You understand me?
We go hard, son.
We go hard. We drive rice rocket. We kill gangsta. No, you know deer. No big deal.
We go to some peaks. We climb on all the bitches.
No, see, we brought the life into this bus. The bus is loud. I don't know if it's the movie. It is just the movie. I'm going crazy. We brought the life. Byron's going to die. I'm scared. I'm enjoying my last minutes with him. I don't care, though. I'm having fun. I'm on my soul. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the podcast. I don't care if we're not there yet. I don't know what else to say. Lucas, do you have any last words?
This is American Idol.
Malvies, do you have any words?
This is not American Idol.
Secret out!